The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
We're glad you found us. This is UnityOnlineRadio.org, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, hello, everyone out there. Today, we're over here coming to you live from Holly Springs, North Carolina. This is Vincent Jenna, your host, and this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show on Unity Online Radio. But I'm sure that some of you, if you've been listening to any of the other hosts, we definitely have some news here that is sad. It sounds sad. You know, when something is ending, it always seems sad, right? It's, you know, when we're, or somebody is dying and a loss of life, that's where we kind of then connect everything to, is a loss of a relationship, a loss of a program, a loss of an entire network. Yes, Unity Online Network, all you listeners who have been so spectacular, coming back, listening to me loyally week after week after week. I get so many of you that call for readings. So I need to just share with you, if you haven't heard already, but Unity Online Radio is coming to an end, the entire network, not just my show, but every host will be leaving. The network is closing down for whatever reasons that they need to. It's all legitimate. And however, like I said, it seems, you know, something always seems, you know, negative when you hear about an ending. And that's where they came up with that phrase, well, when God closes a door, he opens a window, or when God closes a window, he opens a door. I keep forgetting which window and door God's opening and closing. But in actuality, God doesn't open and close anything. We do. And all the windows and doors are open. They're wide open in life. It just seems like they're closed. You're going from one place to another place. So, yes, I will be shifting over to a fabulous podcast platform. It's called mindbodyspirit.fm. If you go over there, there is a bunch of podcasts going on, and it's such a great idea to be able to pull all spiritual health, wellness, metaphysical podcasts under one platform to make it easier for people to find. And so, yes, I'll be shifting over there. As of May, I will be changing my name. It, not my name personally, it's the name of the show. It will not be the Stop Stopping Yourself show anymore, though all of the podcasts from Unity Online Radio will be transferring over as well. So you're not going to lose anything. You'll still be able to hear all my past shows that are in podcast form. But the name of the new podcast will be The Jenna Effect. The Jenna Effect. Become unstoppable. What's holding you back? So we're going to be talking about a lot of similar things and go even deeper. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that and that new opportunity. And I'm excited for everyone who is leaving Unity to know that there will be something wonderful. Remember, the universe right now is all conspiring, and the universe is not separate from us. Our souls are part of the universe. The God force is part of the universe. All the ascended masters, the archangels, and your deceased loved ones. Everybody who is not in physical form is part of the universe, and everybody who is in physical form, their souls are part of the universe. So whenever I say the universe is, it means all of us are conspiring to hasten our evolvement, to help it move along quicker than what it is. People are thirsty and hungry for this information, how to be able to make changes and create the lives that you all want. People are starving for that. And we're going to continue giving it to them, and the universe wants to continue giving it to all of them. This spiritual food is more necessary now than it has ever been before because of all the negativity that is going on in the world. And so the universe is always taking positive steps, not negative steps. So Unity Online Radio was fabulous, and it served its purpose. It allowed a lot of voices to share with you their messages of hope and understanding and enlightenment and inspiration, giving you, the listener, all ways to be able to grow, to be able to enhance your life, add to your life, find your life. For those of you who've not been able to find who you are, why you're here, what's your purpose, what's your dream. So Unity did what it was supposed to do. And it brought us all into the light, into your living rooms, into wherever you are, into your iPhones and your listening devices. It brought us there. It served its purpose. And now its purpose is done. And it's moving forward. And yes, there's always a grieving that goes along with that, right? Anytime anything ends, there is a grieving. Because we seem like we're losing something, when in actuality, it's a transformation. When a loved one dies, you are not losing them. You're losing their bodies, but they're transforming into another way of connecting with you, a higher way of connecting with you. And if you allow yourself, you can hear and feel and receive even more guidance from your deceased loved one than you ever did while they were alive. It doesn't seem that way. We want to be able to hug them, hold them, touch them, sit with them, joke with them, play cards with them, have a drink with them, watch TV with them. We want to do all those things, lie in bed with them, that we had done with them before while they were physically alive. But what we did with their bodies wasn't necessarily what we did with their hearts and souls, because here in life, we have limitations. We allow limitations. We allow separation. And even though your friend, your lover, your mom, your dad, your son, your daughter, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your aunt or uncle, a family member, best friend, even though you felt close to them, we are far closer in spirit than we are in physical form. But think about it. If they drive away, if they move away, maybe you call them in the beginning once a week, a couple of times during the week. You're a parent, maybe every single day. And then the time spreads out. Maybe it's been a month. Maybe it's been 3 months. I have a really good friend who is here this weekend, and it's been about 20 years since I had seen him last. We've spoken over the phone over the years. He actually was turning to me for much psychic advice while he was making major transformations in his life. So I was able to speak with him more, but there was a distance physically. And when we got together, it was as if there was no separation. But in spirit form, there is no separation. We seem like we are leaving Unity, but we're not leaving Unity. We're becoming a deeper part of Unity, the spiritual part of Unity, Unity Online Radio. Those radio waves that go out into the atmosphere, right? We've got Louie and Jeff in the studio, and they're helping to send out the signal so you hear it correctly. Through what? Through waves, waves that go through the air, through energy waves. And you are connecting. You're connecting and listening to me right now, but you're not next to me. You're not there. You're listening. You're taking the time to listen. And if you take the time to listen, you will continue to hear. You will continue to hear this network's broadcasts, not just through the podcast that you can listen to with your iPhone or Android or computer, whatever, your tablet. But with your psychic intuitive ability, with your energy, it will remind you every time you have a thought. Oh, I remember hearing that on one of the radio shows. Oh, I remember hearing Dr. Dream talk about that. Reverend Temple Hayes, Reverend Galen. Lisa Williams. Yes, I remember that. John Holland, you'll still hear those voices because they are forever connected to you. You will still hear your deceased loved ones because they are really connected to you. They're still there and in existence. Energy cannot be destroyed. It's also said that it can't be created, but that's not true because we started with something that created more energy. So more and more energy was created. Scientists have just not been able to figure out how energy was created. But it can be transformed. We know that, and it cannot be destroyed. So therefore, Unity Online Radio Network, the name may be ending, but the signals are still out there, and they will forever be out there. And every single one of you who worked for Unity, who listened to Unity, will never end that connection and has that experience as part of you, has been an accumulation. You are your own resume. And you're carrying it all with you wherever you go. So don't be sad that the network is ending. Be excited that another opportunity must be coming along. It must be coming along. The universe is conspiring to get more voices out into the universe, not less voices. So therefore, bigger opportunities are coming along. I know this podcast platform, mindbodyspirit.fm, Diane Ray, put together with a partner and Tina. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be incredible. There's so many hosts that are going to be transferring over to there. It'll be so easy. You won't have to go searching. Go to one place, download the app, and continue to listen. And even more, we get even more ability. Everything keeps expanding. We have more ability to share with you even deeper things, answering deeper questions. So we're not going anywhere, and remember that. I'm going to comment on something that everybody has been flipping out over since Sunday. The Will Smith slap in the face of Chris Rock. My goodness. My goodness. Unbelievable. Judge, jury, and sentence. If you look on Facebook page, man, you have heard this man. I'm surprised he has any body parts left, considering all the castration and decapitation that he has been going through with words from everybody. Now, I don't condone what he did. But people, this is what you have to stop doing. If you want to call yourself spiritual, if you want to take a spiritual journey, first of all, you don't ignore what happened. It obviously happened. And if you can't figure it out, go to YouTube. You'll find the scene being shown over and over again. It was a ridiculous outburst. But why are we surprised? And why is a slap harsher than a cut in words that people might say to each other? Nastiness, negative words, comments. Just because Will got up on stage and smacked Chris Rock. You don't do that. Not at a Hollywood Academy Awards ceremony. Oh, okay. So, but if you're in a hockey rink watching a hockey game and the players throw their sticks down and start beating the crap out of each other, that's okay. Everybody drinks beer and goes, yeah, that's okay. Well, because it's a different setting. You see, we label things We label when it's appropriate and when it's inappropriate. So I guess if you have a suit and tie on or a tuxedo and a black tie, it's not appropriate to hit somebody then. But if it's in a sports arena, it's okay, even if it's not boxing or WWF, right? It's okay. They get into fights. It's okay. And then to be so surprised that it happened. It's the same. Everybody was as shocked with that. And you do see now that, thank goodness, Will Smith did smack Chris Rock, because now nobody has to pay attention to what Russia's doing to the Ukraine. Whew, that's a relief. Well, I only have to watch some famous narcissistic star smack another star. Oh, yeah, of course. Now Will Smith is narcissistic because he did that. I'm like, I don't know why that makes him narcissistic. That just makes him violent. But in any case, our eyes have been off the Ukraine until we watch the news and it brings us back on again. It hasn't stopped there. It hasn't stopped there. Ukrainians are massively trying to leave. Over here in North Carolina, we're even setting up spots for refugees. Yes, we're accepting refugees here in North Carolina. It's fabulous. But the most important thing and point that I'm trying to make about this, and why I even bring up the Will Smith thing, why are we surprised? There is bigotry, negativity, hatred going on all over the place. And all of a sudden, because somebody, breaking point, happens to be hit in the middle of a show, you know, and he loses his cool, which is uncool. We're mortified by it. Instead of saying, damn, this is another reason why we need to get our acts together. You know, stop crucifying Will. Stop crucifying Chris Rock. And start taking responsibility for your own actions. Remember, everything that happens externally in life is a reflection of what goes on internally. And don't say, and here's the thing, well, that's not me. I don't add to it. Really? As long as you're here on this planet in physical form, you're adding to everything, every single day, every single moment. We spoke the last time about how to help the Ukrainians during this time period, and the fighting and the killing is to do something positive. What did we say? You do something positive, it adds to the positive pool. We got to add to the positive pool. We got to add to the positive pool with positive actions. Well, if that's the case with positive actions, then we know darn well you can add to the pool with negative actions. So what are you doing at home? Personally, with yourself, you can bring it all the way back. I don't care what you do with others. Let's eliminate that altogether. What do you do with yourself that's abusive? Because that's adding to the negative pool, you know. Yes, it is. I know. I know. I'm bringing it out, pointing it out. It is adding to the negative pool. Your self-criticisms, your self-doubts, your fears, all adds to the negative pools. And then, of course, once you extend that out into the outer world, all week long, all my clients were asking me, how do I fix the relationship with my family? We're estranged. We're estranged. Family issues all over the place. Oh, my gosh. Nobody can get along with anybody anymore. And then we get upset when Will Smith winds up doing something that each of you in your own heart of hearts has wanted to do to somebody at some point. Don't tell me you haven't wanted to. And I got to tell you something funny. In God's world, it doesn't matter if you think it or you do it. You think it or you do it. So you're looking at Will Smith. I was like, oh, that wasn't good. Now he's going to be living with that for the rest of his life. Yes, it's a bad choice. That video can never be taken back. It will always be used. It is going to go down iconic. You will see it on all talk shows, which you have already. You will see it in all the news media, which you have already. You will hear it on the radio. It'll disappear for a while, and then when the award ceremonies come out, the next award ceremony, that will come up, and will be reminded of his stupid knee-jerk reaction. But in actuality, what did actually happen is from other camera angles, once they put all the videos together, Chris Rock said his jokes inappropriately, and he's not a Don Rickles. That's another thing. One of my friends turned around and said, Don Rickles did that all the time. He made fun of everybody and nobody smacked him. We're talking about how many years ago? I'd like to see Don Rickles make fun of somebody today the way he did back then and then survive. He would never survive because we've changed things. We've gotten wiser. We understand what hurts, even though somebody may have a smile on their face. But Don Rickles never, ever attacked anybody who was diseased. And if he did, he did it to make them laugh, too, in no uncertain terms. Okay? However, Jada Smith is dealing with alopecia. Now, I know I have a friend who is an actress who's been dealing with alopecia all her life. Yes, she's amazing. She's done great things. But this isn't with somebody who just had it all her life. It's something that just recently happened. She's having obviously a hard time with it. What happened was Will was actually laughing at Chris Rock's comments and Jada was giving him a dirty look because she was upset by it. And then that's when Will responded. He responded to Jada's being upset. And he said it then during his speech, love makes you protect. Well, actually it doesn't. You don't need to pick up a gun. Love, real love, unconditional love, not earthly love. Real love gives you strength. It gives you restraint. It keeps you from hurting somebody else. But he's talking about earthly love. Yes, earthly love makes you want to protect somebody like that. But not in, you shouldn't be doing it in violence. And somebody is going to shoot somebody you love, you jump in front of the bullet. That's what people do. Right, but you don't go and you kill the other person. And you don't go and you smack them. But case may be everybody was wrong. Jada was wrong in getting upset about it and antagonizing Will. Chris was wrong and being inappropriate during something like that and attacking people. Even though it didn't seem like an attack. Oh, he's a comedian. Well, you know what? Comedians need to be careful, especially this day and age. So the point is everybody's on edge. Everybody, the world is because of what's going on. And we can take care of those responses and actions by what we do with ourselves, how we respond in life, and how we feed to the positive pool rather than the negative pool. And every time you see an action like that, be it a Will Smith slap in the face, be it a Putin bombing a country, be it a person taking a shotgun and bringing it to school or to a Las Vegas hotel and shooting up a bunch of people, being it a bomber, being it something small in a fight at the gas pumps or fight over toilet paper. That is a sign and a signal that work still needs to be done by all of us, not some of us and not just those people. You know, somebody had said to me, well, I look at the world and I make my own little happiness in my own little world. Well, you can't live in your own little world because guess what? It's affecting you whether you want to admit it or not. And somehow, either through your health, your children, your family, it's going to come out. You cannot shut off the outside negativity because it's there. So in order to override it, in order to overpower it, you need to put out more positiveness. And it's got to start with you. I sound like a broken record, but what else am I supposed to say? As long as people still need to love themselves, then they need to hear that they need to love themselves. So that's why I keep repeating it. Now, I do have a caller. I just want that caller to hold on. And we're going to be coming to a commercial break in just a minute. But yes, this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And I want to stop stopping you from being negative with yourselves. So we feed more positiveness. So we help people control themselves. Maybe if there was more positiveness and there wasn't the Russia attack and there wasn't all the distress and of these people being hurt, Will wouldn't have been on edge as much. Will wouldn't have responded the way he did. That is not a sign that Will has a problem. That is a sign that the world has a problem. Stop separating ourselves from our brothers and sisters and use what's going on in the world to recognize what still needs to be healed. And it starts with us. The world needs healing. You are your brother's keeper. That was the answer to Cain's question, answer to God, when God said, where's your brother Cain, after he killed him? And Cain asked God, am I my brother's keeper? And God didn't say a word. And that was the answer. Yes, you are. We are each other's brothers and keeper. We don't like that idea, but we are. Your positiveness, your negativeness affects your brother and sister. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Hang in there. We're going to talk more. Caller, hang in there. I'm going to answer you on the other side of the commercial break. Thank you.
Practical spirituality, positive messages. This is UnityOnlineRadio.org, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Yes, welcome back. If you're just joining me, we're talking about a bunch of deep stuff, talking about things that have been going on, current events. I was just talking about the Will Smith smack of Chris Rock during the Academy Awards presentations on Sunday. And we're talking about how we all feed into that and how we shouldn't be so surprised that those responses are occurring, no matter who the person is, good person, bad person. Yes. You need to read the book, even though you're all angry with Will. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Angry with Will. You're not necessarily angry with the person who is so nasty that wants to basically zap him by the patooties and punish him, if not hang him. But what he did, that's just as negative and nasty. But he has a great book out to get his background, and we've been reading it. Maybe I have a little bit more compassion for Will because I did read his book. And because I had heard through the book how his father was. And yes, Will does have a temper. Okay. Oh, but he has to control it. There's no excuse. Well, there are excuses and reasons why things happen. And they're happening because everybody is being affected by the negativity. Maybe you didn't smack somebody with your hand, but was there an angry comment that came out of you? Maybe a little cutting? You have an argument with somebody? Understand what's going on in the atmosphere. Just like acid rain, I keep referring to acid rain. When we add pollution, and we still do, that pollution floats in the atmosphere. And it can drop down anywhere in the world. I remember, oh my gosh, I guess it was back in the 70s, there was some major pollution going on and people's plants were dying when it rained. It was because the rain was bringing down some acid and pollution from the sky that was hovering in the sky, and it would fall down, and of course it would affect whatever it touched. Now, energy is the exact same way. And we've got a maniac over in Russia who's bombing the crap out of a bunch of innocent people who did nothing. And it doesn't matter anyway. It's still horrible, whether they did something or didn't do something, to just be bombing and killing people. We did that, and it's happened all over the world. But in the meantime, that's been feeding in, and that's been feeding in the atmosphere, along with the pandemic, along with everybody who is dying from that, getting sick from that, all over the world. Oh, my goodness. It's been one thing after another. The atmosphere is filled with negativity, and it's dropping down on everybody. And so, yes, so some hand hit and landed on Will Smith. Oh, we should be better than that. Of course, we all should be better than that. Do you understand that we're not supposed to be as backwards as we are today? We are not supposed to be so archaic that our extraterrestrial brothers and sisters who are more advanced than us are coming in here by the droves now to try to help us and hasten our evolvement and help us to move along and not kill ourselves with all the diseases that we're creating. So, yes, we're all supposed to be responding better than that. But as long as we keep seeing those responses, like I said, we're not victims. Chris Rock is not a victim to Will Smith smacking him in the face. He procured that. He put that. He manifested it as well as Will manifested it. They both did. They both partook in that. All right, so now you're going to ask me this question. What do the Ukrainians do to manifest? Aren't they victims? Yeah, I know. I know, that's the hard part. What did the Jews do to manifest being slaughtered by the Nazis? Look, I didn't say pretty things go on down here. Believe me, it's very painful as a spiritual teacher who does believe that there is no such thing as victimization, to be looking at innocent children, to be looking at women, to be looking at Jews, to be looking at Blacks, to be looking at gays, and say that we manifest everything. Who wants to hear that? We don't want to hear that. And I think that that's the major reason why we're so separated, because we still, it's too hard to hear something like that. That karma may have had something to do with it, but it's still by our choice. It's not by God's law, which is why we started blaming God and saw God as a punisher. We would punish ourselves for choices we made in previous lifetimes. From the very beginning, we'd punish ourselves anyway, from lack of understanding. And we would blame God. God did it. God punished us. Well, you know, we no longer, not everybody blames God. Now we get angry at God for not intervening. You know, how could this be a loving God and let this happen to innocent people? Why do, and I had this my friend this weekend said to me, right, while I was having this discussion, and I was talking about how we manifest our lives, and she said, what I can't understand is why bad things still happen to good people. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it turned out that her friend is dying of cancer, stage 4 stomach cancer. Horrible. Best friend. Been with her for years. And I said to her, something in her life, in her past, has been eating at her entire life. And it finally turned into a physical eating at her. And she said, funny you should say that. And of course, the girl's past was miserable. Doesn't even know who her father is. That kind of thing. Mother died when she was younger. Her mother died in her 30s. Mother was 36 years old when she died. So she lost a father, lost a mother. Aunt was raising her, or been with her then after that. And then now the girl has cancer. That's not a surprise. So, yes, we do still manifest these horrible things, but it's not used as an excuse. So understand me, I am not saying that's an excuse for us abusing each other. No, it is our job to step in and stop it. Yes, it is our job to say, Will, that wasn't good. Putin, that isn't good. You got to stop. But one of the ways that you and I can do that is by taking positive steps with ourselves and then extending that out onto the world. That's how you heal things. And as long as you keep seeing these insurrections, these horrible things going on, these pains, these attacks, this violence, that is an indicator that we still need to do work. Each and every one of us, not just Will Smith, not just Putin, not just whomever you want to say. Each and every one of us need to feed into the positive pool with our own positive actions and self-love. So I've kept you on hold long enough. You're very patient. So, okay, Miriam, you're yes. on the air. How are you today from Orange County, California?
I am just soaking everything you say, and I want to accept everything you say. Yes, 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 yes. In fact, to finish... I'm sure so many people agree. I was at work yesterday and we brought the subject, and immediately I said, okay, now we can cover the Ukraine subject, just like 9/11, just like other subjects, just like COVID. Amen to everything you said. Amen.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you so much for that. How can I help you today?
Yeah, well, that's a million-dollar question, Jenna. First of all, you've been... like a sword opening my mind to a whole different direction in my life. So I've been a huge fan, and I definitely will book a private session with you very shortly soon. But there's a couple of things going on in my life that it's all connected to each other, I feel, and maybe my guides are saying, I'm trying to get clarity from the spirit that I do clearly know that I need to expand to the next phase of my business. And also, the relationship also has been a huge part of my life that I haven't been manifesting it yet. But I feel like I'm not moving forward. And also, there is some blockage that at work that there's a lot of interest in a gentleman in my work that I'm trying to remove myself, and I don't know why I keep getting messages from him. Like I'm confused. I'm not confused. Sometimes I feel like this whole battle of in mentally that is he the one? Is he not the one? I'm trying to move forward, and then nothing that happened directly or been approached directly. But I wanted to see how can I get like that? Is there something that I need to do anything with it? It's just all of this, and then you know.
Okay. So you know. Okay. That. That's very fair. Thank you for sharing that. Miriam, can you please tell me what your background is? Where do you hail from originally?
Mm-hmm. From Middle East, Iran, Persian.
Persia. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. You have to understand that all over the world, cultures are absolutely beautiful because they give a variety of color to the world, right? To the people. And that's what we're supposed to have. But one of the other things, there are many beneficial things that come from cultures, but there are also a lot of not so beneficial things that come along with cultures, because a lot of the cultural norms that develop out of survival need. So that's why they're not all positive. They're not all positive. Over in your country and there was either some very wealthy or very, very low socioeconomic background. People had a hard time living. It wasn't like just the United States with capitalism and everybody was equal. So there was a lot of struggle back then. Mm-hmm. And you, as a culture, you're not supposed to raise your children and tell them that they're special. You're supposed to raise your children and teach them how to survive. And the problem is you're playing smaller than what you really are, which is why you're only getting so far. It's from your background, which is natural. So it's not like it was a horrible thing. It was a natural thing. And like I said, each culture carried down some of their norms and what they taught their children or what they didn't teach them. So you have to come to a point now of teaching yourself how unlimited and magnificent you really are, and that you deserve to be bigger and expand your business because of what you know and what you can share with others and the world. So your business itself and the work that you do absolutely can get bigger as you and your own dream about yourself gets bigger. And it's the same thing in the love area. You really have a minimalistic view of yourself when it comes to whether you think, because I'm going to ask you right now, really go down deep inside. Do you really believe that you are a princess who deserves a knight in shining armor? Or would you like to believe that? Do you truly believe it? Or would you like to believe that, Miriam?
I'm becoming to believe it. I have always liked to, and then, but I've been working, seeing a therapist. I've been doing Louis Hay affirmations, and I've been really working on it daily, on a daily basis,
yes,
to really manifest
good
that in my life.
Obviously, you know you need to work on that because you weren't right made to believe that when you were growing up as a child. Again, it was about
correct
survival.
Correct.
It wasn't about teaching children. And now we can say this in many parts of the world, if not all over the world. No child was truly taught that they were princes or princesses
correct
who deserved knights and queens and whatever they want, you know, in a relationship. They were just taught, it's good, get out there, make sure you date a good person who's going to be responsible and be able to bring money home and be able to have a family. Those are the kinds of things that we're taught, and those are all survival mechanisms. Those aren't thriving beliefs. So it's now time for you to believe, I am a princess. And you know what? Princesses still require work. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
They continue to grow. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough for your prince. And it's just a matter of, again, expanding your self-beliefs. You have to be the one now who keeps doing those affirmations, but you have to talk with little Miriam. She's the one that's holding you back. She's the one who's playing small. Big Miriam, adult Miriam, understands better. She's listening to all of these shows. She understands she deserves more. But you've got to keep on top of little Miriam and convince her, because she's the one who's getting in the way and manifesting. You've got to all remember that. It's not the adult in you that is manifesting. It is the child in you, because the child in you is in your unconscious mind. And that's where you're connected to the manifesting force, the law of attraction. So you've got to keep that voice clear. You've got to reparent that little girl. So you have to be both your mother and father, and a better one even, to little Miriam, so that she understands how deserving she is. This is your year, just so that you know, and what I'm feeling, Miriam, is this is a year where love is going to thrive and your job is going to thrive. Now, you could pursue this relationship as long as this person also agrees to do self-healing work, but in partnership with you. So in other words, read an inspiring book that it's a self-help book, and then do it together and talk about it. Watch an inspirational movie together and talk about it. Take a class together and talk about it. That's the only way the two of you are going to grow strong together, is by working on those things together. Now, if he's not interested in that and he wants to dig his heels into who he is now, then you have to understand you still have to allow yourself to grow and move on to attract something and someone who is going to grow with you. You understand that, Miriam?
Absolutely. But he hasn't made any move directly. I think the limitation from what I'm feeling is being a coworker, but I feel so much interested from both sides. Is this, do I need
okay
to take any step?
Well,
I don't...
Miriam, get there. Don't let your cultural background get in the way of you going up to him and saying, hey, would you like to go out for a cup of coffee one day?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to pursue. Right. Listen, women, you want to be thought of as equal, then don't put tasks on the other gender. Don't put that it's the man that's supposed to. You got to break down all of those norms and get, and you're two equal people, right? You want equal pay? Well, take equal steps and stop waiting for the door to be opened for you. Don't be afraid to open a door for a guy. It's about, see, what we're trying to do is break the old habit so that we can gain our power the right way. And you truly, if you're interested in him, go and ask him for a date, for goodness sakes. And
are you serious?
You'll find out how he responds. Right?
So Winston, here's my, I'm just, okay, so I have, this is good for everyone. It's just not for me. I hope everybody understands. I'm not trying to be just get. There is this huge, all different, when I go to science and psychotherapies, they tell me, no, a girl will not, they will not go reach out. Then I talk to my other spiritual coach, very, very well known, don't get me wrong, and I don't want to mention her name. She's a Hay House author that she, I've been working with her, and a guest. But so she would say, you do yourself. Don't worry, it will happen. I'm on your side. What you say is that's what I believe.
Yes, but also of course. I like the person who said, you be yourself. Right? Your gender gives you certain traits and beauty characteristics. Each gender does that. That's the reason why we created the gender to start with. But one is not more important than the other. They're both equal.
Right.
And they can make the same equal choices and take the same steps as each other. We're the ones that set up that old world belief. And do you know why we started holding doors open for women? It had nothing to do with respecting them. It had to do with thinking they were less than us and not equal us. And they were weaker than us and they needed our extra care. That's why. So it never came
that
from, yes. Now, of course, it was a gentleman's thing because a woman didn't want to be thought of as being less than. And that's the reason why the man has to hold the door open for him or open the car door for her. They're being polite. That's the other word. Well, you know what? You can be polite to a man. You can be polite to a woman and vice versa. And a woman can be polite to a man, too. So it works both ways if you want equal. Go up and ask him for a date. And if he can't handle it, move on.
Okay? Wow.
Miriam, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
Drop me a line, please, and let me know how it happens. I want to hear what happens with you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. You take care now. Yeah. Okay. So there again, that's a great example. Thank you so much, all my listeners who wind up calling and asking questions. Yeah, I know. It's really hard because of all of those things we've been trained to do. You know, yes, I'm a door opener, but you know who I open the door for? Everybody who's walking up to the door behind me. That's who I open the door for. If they're right near me, if it's a man, older, younger, if it's a child, If it's a woman, if it's a grandmother, I don't care. I open the door for them because that's just me. If I'm going to be polite, I'm going to be polite to everybody. Not because they're weaker, because I want to do them a favor. Yes, if I see somebody walking up with a cane or a package in their arms, I will absolutely do what I can to run up to open up the door for them. But not because I see them weaker, it's because I want to help them out. You know, and sometimes those doors are really heavy. I got to tell you that. But the point is, everybody is equal. We'll go back all the way full circle to this conversation and Will Smith. All right. Everybody is equal, including Putin, including Osama bin Laden, including Trump, including everybody that we can have bad thoughts about today. There are no devils. That's the other thing. We got to get over that part. There are no demons. There are no devils. No, Putin has not been possessed by the devil. He's been possessed by himself. He's been possessed by the negativity and hatred that's gone on in the world. He's had permission because we've allowed hatred. We condone it. As a matter of fact, there's even protocols for war. that's the most ridiculous thing that my wife and I were talking about that. How are we capable of developing protocols for war? We tell people how it's okay to kill other people. Right. Does that make sense? Is that a way that we grow spiritually? Oh, and just because Putin is going over there and bombing the crap out of innocent people, that's wrong. He's a war criminal. But if he did it the right way now, and he sent a message to Zelensky and said, I'm declaring war on your country. Just get your troops together and we'll battle outside away from the town. So that way, none of the children and the women are hurt. That's acceptable. Right? That would be acceptable. Ridiculous. If we want to know why we're not evolving, it's because of concepts like that. So in other words, what I'm trying to say, there is no right time. There is no wrong time. It's all wrong. All violence is wrong. All hatred is wrong. All negative judging comments are wrong. And by the way, what I'm saying right now is not a judgment. It's an awareness. I'm pointing out hypocrisy. Jesus pointed out hypocrisy. Gandhi pointed out hypocrisy. That is not, those are not judgments. Those are awarenesses. And we are very hypocritical beings. Don't judge Will Smith. Don't even judge Putin. If you want to judge anything, judge the world. Because right now the world is not in harmony because we're not in harmony. We're not in harmony with ourselves. And so whatever happens on the outside is a result of that. We're feeding into it. We're feeding into it. I don't know what's in Putin's mind, but it's got to be some great pain that he is resulting in this kind of horrible behavior. And is one person's horrible behavior less forgivable than another person's horrible thoughts? You know, think about that. Think about yourself again. Think about your own self horrible thoughts and start there. And I was supposed to be talking about how to open up psychically to be your own psychic. This is how you listen to this stuff and you do the work on yourself and you love yourself. I only have a couple of more shows here and I forgot to even talk about my new book. You've got to do the work. Go out and get my new book. Go pre-order it today. The Secret That's Holding You Back on Amazon.com. Put yourself in alignment with doing the positive stuff. It's an extremely powerful book. I know that. I know that because I was guided into doing that book. The Secret That's Holding You Back. Do the work because it's worth it. Stop criticizing yourself and love yourself. Stop denying those inner horrible negative beliefs that your defense mechanisms are covering up. And you will help heal the Will Smiths, the Putins, and everybody else in the world. And mostly you'll be healing yourself. I love you all. Remember, mindbodyspirit.fm is the new podcast platform. Stay with me the next couple of weeks. We're shutting down after my Wednesday show of April 14th. So just hang with me. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And for now, this is Unity Online Radio, and I'm Vincent Jenna, your host. Thanks for listening today, guys. And girls.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind, Body, Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.